Good morning. The next matter for oral presentation is LWS Respondent versus CJS as appellant. This is appellate court file A18-1759. Now, noted for this matter, we only have one attorney that will be arguing today. And with that said, when you are ready to proceed, take your time. Obviously, you've been here before, so you're a little familiar with the rules, but yes, please indicate who you are and who you're speaking on behalf of. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
When I get my head in order, the parking is just horrendous.
Parking is horrendous, the driving was horrendous, and for whatever reason, we moved up on the calendar quicker than we thought. So I appreciate your being here early and bearing with the parking obstacles.
Okay, Your Honors, good morning. May it please the court, my name is Mark Fidler, and I'm the attorney for the adoptive parents, AS and CS. I'm just using their initials. It's a confidential case.
I'll ask you a question right off the bat. Have you ever been served with the summons in this matter?
No, we have not, Your Honor.
If we reversed the judgment and remanded, what would keep the other party from serving a summons complaint?
A finding from this court that there is no good cause on the record submitted.
That sounds like the trial court kind of determination rather than.
Ordinarily, I'd say if there were some other facts that the court would have to get into, but I think you can look at the record right now and say it's been over a year since he had counsel. My clients have not
problem.
Been.
What we have here is a child that's sort of in limbo for this period of time.
That's exactly the problem, Your Honor. And if you do reverse and remand for insufficient service, he refiles a paternity action, files another motion for good cause. And I think based on the simple fact that we're a year down the road, almost a year and a half after the child's birth, you can find on the record that per se as a matter of law is not good cause. Under the TD case, the father was just a couple weeks late from after his 30-day deadline. Here, we're way down the road. He also never served the mother. And the anomalous.
That'd be a bit of a circular argument now, of course, because from the respondent's standpoint, the judge agreed there was good cause and simply allowed it to proceed, I think was the phrase, and then ultimately entered judgment to allow for the appeal. So the point being, at that stage, there'd be really nothing for him to do because he's won in terms of good cause. So
right.
it would be the result of this court's decision on a reversal. That's why that seems like a good question procedurally to give some instruction.
Yeah. Now, I figured you would ask me about remand, and usually when you've got an attorney on the other side, it helps focus the issues. And I don't have that luxury today, but... So I thought, you know, they're going to ask me about remand. So I did a little research. And there is a U.S. Supreme Court case that talks about if you have an error of law, and here we have an error of law, making a finding of good cause when nobody's been served, the Supreme Court said remand is not required when the record permits only resolution of the factual issue, only one resolution. And I think there's only one resolution of the factual issue here. Is there good cause? You can look at it on the basis of what was before the trial court at the time, before appeal even, and say, even assuming the attorney had been, had properly served my clients. So the attorney was appointed, March 19th, she waited until April 5th. So even assuming there was good cause, or assuming that there was proper service by email, and I'm just assuming for the sake of argument, did the attorney or his client have good cause to wait that 3-week period between the time counsel was appointed and when email service was done? So I think you can make findings based on the record that is submitted.
We run for the hills when anybody suggests that this court makes findings.
Right.
Wasn't there a point, Mr. Fidler, where there was a agreement to delay the proceeding to do DNA testing? Where in that timing that you just described did that occur? If I understand correctly, that was after he did appear.
Yeah.
And maybe it was appointed counsel.
That delay in the DNA testing didn't cause any of the delay. There was the counsel was appointed March 19th, 2018. April 5th, counsel emailed the complaint and then sent it by mail a few weeks later. And it's my understanding that based on that April-May period, before the pretrial, DNA testing was done. So by the time the pretrial rolled around, that was in July, I believe. That's when the court heard argument on my client's motion to dismiss.
At that time, there was no waiver of service or admission of service, no talk about that with counsel, between counsel?
None whatsoever, Your Honor, and that's not in the record. It's a very bizarre posture we're in here.
And so your main point in getting back to the remand issue, though, if I understand that there, what was premature because of a lack of service was even to be able to make a claim of good cause, that would be the error. In other words, we can agree to disagree with what the judge said about good cause, but your main legal point is the court had no basis because of no jurisdiction to entertain the good cause argument.
Right, and I think, Your Honor, I was trying to think, well, what was the judge thinking when she made this finding? And on page 14 of her memorandum, she said good cause exists to permit the extension to father, and here's her phrase, to finalize the initiation of his paternity action. So she's contemplating finalizing something that's already been initiated when service had never been initiated, or the case hadn't been initiated because nobody had been served. So she's kind of contradicting herself here, finding both no one was served, the court sent out a deficiency, and yet the father needs an extension to finalize the initiation of the paternity. I think that's an error.
Make findings. I suppose it's possible that we could reverse and indicate in our reversal, in addition, the record would not support good cause, and stop there. That's not making a finding, I gather. That's responding to what's in the record. Is that helpful or hurtful to you?
I think that's helpful, and then he has, maybe it's not a finding, but he's got a heavy presumption to overcome to show good cause after another year delay.
I'm just curious, has he ever made a inquiry of your clients to want to see the child, to take part in any way in a parenting, to your knowledge,
no,
at least?
No.
Even during this time period when all the hearings occurred?
You know, it's not part of the record, I can tell you.
If it's not part of the record, we don't want to know.
Okay, I can tell you about social media, but you don't want to know.
Okay, we don't want to know. We don't want to know. Is there any other questions from the panel? Has no other questions. Mr. Fidler, did you have anything else you wish to add?
I just wanted to kind of reiterate this one point, and the fact is that why were my clients even served with paternity in the first place? That they're adoptive parents, they can't admit or deny paternity. And then the mother was never served. And when you look at that statute, it does arguably permit the court to make a finding without service and then tell you to serve later, but you have to really torture the statute to get to that result and torture the rules of service, and I don't think the legislature meant to do that when they passed the registry. And by the way, I wrote the registry, and that wasn't what I was thinking. Not that my intent matters, but anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
We are aware of that, and we appreciate your efforts with in so doing. Anything else?
Not unless you have more questions, Your Honor.
There's no other questions. That means that the matter is deemed submitted, and a decision will be issued in the statutory time frame. I appreciate, again, your presence here today. That concludes our oral argument calendar. This court will stand in recess.
All rise.